Good morning, everyone, on this inauguration day. And as Barack Obama prepares to move from one location to the next, crowds are definitely getting very excited down there in Washington, where Marcus Mabry, international business editor for The New York Times, is still with us. You know, I want to think about something that Joe Hicks said in the previous segment, that Barack Obama has surrounded himself with smart people in his cabinet, and that that impressed Joe Hicks, a conservative. But, Marcus, that can also be a prescription for disaster if the team of rivals becomes a team of bickerers.
Well, we've seen that in some presidencies where we have a president at the center of powerful figures who himself does not have the ability to corral them and to remind them who's boss. You know, right now, I don't anticipate that with Barack Obama. After 8 years of George Bush, who was so surrounded by people who were often, unfortunately, and I think to historically horrible effect, yes, men and women, I think it's really important that we have a president who, like Lincoln, who he harkens back to all the time, is interested in a team of rivals and having the best and the brightest. But unlike the Kennedy era best and the brightest, they're not young, brash people. Some of them are young and brash and smart, like himself, like Geithner, who's going to be his Treasury Secretary, who comes from the New York Fed. But at the same time, we're also going to have deeply experienced senior states folks, like his National Security Advisor, like, in fact, his Vice President, like his Secretary of State. This is going to be a phenomenal team, and one hopes, up to the challenges to face, the massive mountain of challenges that we face as a nation and as a planet. At the same time, I think Barack Obama will constantly remind them, if necessary, of, you said that word earlier in the show, John, of the mandate. Who has the mandate here to govern? Right. And I think also the Obama campaign during the election has marshaled technology to a point we've never seen before.
Right, certainly,
they're going to keep calling on those millions of people who support them all during this presidency in order to govern. We're all obsessed with the pageantry today. I think Barack Obama has been obsessed for the 77 days since his election with governing, and governing effectively.
And you got best, brightest, youngest, most experienced, least experienced, brashest, humblest.
Absolutely.
You got the whole thing on the team. Marcus Mabry, thanks so much. We're very grateful for you joining us all morning. International business editor for The New York Times. Have a great time down there in D.C.
Will do.
Thanks, Marcus.